Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And every single Friday, this guy pops up right around this time. He's been phenomenal all year. The great Jason Lockin, for CBS Sports NFL Insider. Jay, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. We've got so much to hit. I want to start with this. I know Greg Williams hasn't signed yet with any organization. There's mixed reports how deep he is in with the Jets in terms of discussions. I saw your tweet that there's a few other teams in the mix as well.
Yep.
Here's a question. Is there any fear, or should there be a fear, that he got, because he got passed over by the Browns despite winning 5 of 8, that where he goes, he might sabotage the head coach?
No.
You don't think
so? I don't think so. No. I mean, they didn't pick him. They obviously prized the quarterback play caller relationship above all else. And, you know, well, by golly, better, worse, indifferent. That's where the league is right now. We got, one defensive guy hired so far, Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
We may get one in Miami, maybe a special teams coach or a defensive coordinator, and that's going to be it. The league is going where it's going. The job Greg did there, they played their butts off. They didn't get eliminated from the playoffs until week 16. They took Baltimore to the wire in week 17 and almost ended the Ravens season. So I don't know what more he could have done if it's pretty clear they weren't going to hire him, right? Because, like, what would he have had to do? Go 8-0 and, like, win a playoff game? You know, like, he did about as good as the Browns have done ever since they came back into the league. But no, I think whether it's Washington, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Bears, I don't think there's trepidation about, anything weird happening.
Yeah, okay. You talk about the Miami Dolphins. They're one of two teams, them and the Cincinnati Bengals, that have not yet hired their head coach. What's the thinking on both of them?
Well, with the Dolphins, they interviewed their special teams coordinator today. They were, I'm told, impressed with Chris Richard and Brian Flores, two young defensive minds who they interviewed over the weekend. I could see them, doing something like that. I don't think it's going to be a splashy move at this point. If they were going to trade for John Harbaugh, they would have done it by now. But I could see Stephen Ross kind of keeping his costs down, making some, not necessarily spectacular hires, seeing what this group can do for a year, and then, waiting to see what he's able to pull off next year, whether it's Jim Harbaugh, whether John Harbaugh doesn't sign an extension and coaches out a lame duck year. We'll see. But at this point, I think the Dolphins go that way. The Bengals, I know they were very impressed with Eric Bieniemy. At this point, they're telling a lot of people who interview for that job, hey, you didn't get the job, you didn't get the job, you didn't get the job. I know they like Zach Taylor a lot, mm-hmm. But they haven't had any sort of negotiations with him. They haven't even had a conversation with him saying, hey, you're the guy. And at this point, that Rams quarterback coach is going to be involved in a playoff game tomorrow. So I don't think anything would really progress with that until next week.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. 35 years old, too, and just because he's under the, Sean McVay umbrella, if he has an umbrella yet, doesn't mean he's going to be a great head coach. What are they thinking with Ryan Tannehill down at Miami?
I don't see a future there
for
him at this point. His biggest advocate far and away was Adam Gase, mm-hmm. and that ship has obviously sailed now. There's been a lot of frustration with how his career has turned out. Certainly not all of it on him. I mean, some of these injuries were fluky and freaky, but he just hasn't been available. He hasn't progressed. They'll try to trade him. I don't know what much you could get for him. It is a very tradable contract. It's not a huge financial commitment or a huge cap commitment, or there's no huge guarantees or future payments hanging over your head. But I think it'd be a very limited trade market for him regardless.
All right, we're talking to Jason Lockin, four here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Jay, pretty interesting article and quotes from ownership in the Post-Gazette yesterday about Antonio Brown. You just get the sense that, well, first of all, there's no way he's back with the Steelers next year. You don't think he's going to be back, right?
Very remote at this point.
Okay. Agreed. I get the sense he's going to have a very transient final few years of his career where a team will kick the tires because he's still very good. They'll bring him in on reduced salaries, and each year he'll start to lose a little bit of the grip on the rope and not be able to determine his future. I don't think this ends well for him because I don't think he's mature enough to handle it like a grown-up.
It'll be very interesting to see because the other reality for him is it's a very tradable contract. It's $39 million for 3 years. I mean, 13 a year. To be able to rent him at 13 a year, I mean, that's chump change. I mean, and look, say what you want about the guy. He had 15 touchdowns this year. He catches 100 balls every year. Like, 1,400 yards is a down year for him.
Yeah, but you know what, Jay? Hold on. You know what he didn't do? He didn't catch a pass in Week 17 where he had to show up and help his team. And now I know they didn't get in. He didn't even show up.
Look, I'm not defending him. I'm just telling you there will be a tremendously robust market for his services.
Yeah, will it be a team that kind of they have to have a strong-minded head coach? They got to have a good locker room.
He'll be on the Pets.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What type of team suits him?
Well, they won't trade him to New England or Baltimore. Although I could see both those teams being incredibly interested, or the Browns for that matter. They won't trade him to one of their fiercest rivals. No, I mean, look, you think you're a contending team, you think you're a veteran team, you in all likelihood you have an established quarterback, but there's a lot of production there. And, like, here's the thing, man. This wasn't the first thing that happened. Pittsburgh's been putting up stuff forever. You know why? Because he's one of the three or four best in the world at what he does on the planet. So, like, he went AWOL in training camp. He went AWOL, like, week four. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing stuff all the time that they managed to still keep within the construct of a team by and large and still win and have him be incredibly productive. Like, his numbers compared to Jerry Rice, like, it just is what it is. Now, people are throwing the ball more now and all that, and I'm not saying he is Jerry Rice, but if you took the names off the resumes and just laid the numbers out there, it's kind of the same guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll be able to get, I think, a fair return for him. But because of the contract, could he bounce around something? Like, we trade for him, and then a year later, he wore out his welcome, and we moved the $26 million remaining on that deal to somebody else.
Like Deshaun Jackson.
It could be. It could be something like that. It could. No, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, okay. He's just better than Deshaun Jackson. Let's get to some of these games this weekend. The Todd Gurley knee issue seems to be okay out in Los Angeles. And BT and I were briefly hitting this early. Could he be the issue with this Rams offense over the last couple of weeks? Running has become secondary to throwing the ball in the NFL, but you still got to have a great run game if you really want to be explosive.
Yeah, I think the threat he provides opens up everything there. He's the cog that makes it go. I understand they've been productive with C.J. Anderson, very productive on the ground, but you're playing a way higher caliber opponent now. The stakes are higher. And when they started the nosedive, it was when he was, you know, he would leave the game for two series and the offense would completely bog down, you know, and then they'd drag him back out there and he'd try to save it. I think his threat in the screen game is paramount. What he can do in the passing game, just everything. He could beat you first down, second down, third down, fourth down. There's not that many backs in the NFL who you think of in that caliber, right? We would have come into the league this season naming like three or four of them. Right, Zeke and Gurley, we would have had Le'Veon Bell in there. Well, gee, he didn't play it down. We would have had Kareem Hunt in there. Well, that's, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Like,
if you want to put Joe Mixon in there now, you could. I mean, from a scrimmage standpoint, yards from scrimmage, he was dominant. But, like, that's where we are. So, yeah, I think Gurley's everything for them.
Andy Reid, McVay, Phillip Rivers, who's got the most pressure this weekend, Jay?
I think it's Andy Reid. I mean, it's been a Hall of Fame career without the cherry on top. And that's a huge cherry, you know. The cherry is winning a Super Bowl. And, you know, he's obviously only been to one, and he's had so many heartbreaks. And this is a scary situation. I think this Colts team, it's not just Andrew Luck. It's a whole lot more than just Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a good matchup for the Chiefs.
I love the Colts with 5.5 points.
Boy, as physical as they are, you got to stay away from Jones. You know, they got a D tackle there who can wreck you. But I think you can run at D Ford and Justin Houston and find a lot of joy. I just that Kansas City defense really scares me against an opponent like this, where I think Frank Reich will be committed to the run. He'll wear them down, and then you got Andrew Luck play action, just boom, boom, boom.
Ebron, yep, T.Y. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you on Reid, and right now it's leading our poll. He's getting 56%. I can make a strong case for Rivers just based on the age dynamic. I mean, let's face it, if Andy Reid loses tomorrow, he could come back next year, the year after, the year after. I mean, theoretically, coach until he's 70. Phillip Rivers has about 2-3 years left max, even though he's still great right now.
Yeah, I think if it was anywhere other than Foxborough, I'd be inclined. You know what I mean?
I think
more of that. But, like, dude, they're going east to west 2 straight weeks.
Yeah.
They're going. They played a physical football team last week at 10 a.m. their time. They're doing it again this week. And the weather, I know it's not the blizzard conditions they were talking about earlier in the week, but I tend to think the weather will be a factor in a way that it wasn't last week. I mean, it's Foxborough in the middle of January. Freaky stuff happens. There might be no running water at the team hotel. The scoreboard might just misfunction. You know, the bus blows a flat on the way to the stadium.
Food poisoning.
stuff happens. I just think, it's a big ask. If it was a 50-degree day like they got in Baltimore last week, I would like the Chargers in this spot, but I just worry.
JLC, 5 seconds. We literally have 5 seconds. Kyler Murray going to enter the draft or no? NFL
I think
draft.
He enters the draft or he goes back to Oklahoma. I don't think he plays baseball either way. I'll put it that way.
Ooh,
wow.
Interesting.
That's a why you leave us with that? I'm going to have to respond to that after the break. Jay, good stuff. I'll see you Sunday. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
JLC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.